10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I got what you need if you need a little peace. All that stressing out gonna hurt your skin routine. Bandits on the run, shout out Paul McCartney. Jesus gonna take the wheel, I'm in the passenger seat. Got my feet hanging out though. Learn from the best, if you can't say it with your chest, then don't say it with your mouth, bro. Name becoming household. I remember when they used to say you gonna need more than faith. Well, look how we turned out though.
I got what you need, I promise. Yeah. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
Yeah. What's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no jury. Yeah. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I can't wait for you to get here. For picture frames, padlocked with all our names, just like we planned it, just like we planned it. Coach on an aeroplane, back in my arms again, just like we planned it. Go when you land it. I can't wait for you to get here. Get here.
7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning dirt to walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Good.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh no, no, we don't lose. Oh no, no, we get loose. Oh no, no, how about you?
Hey, how about you? How about round the afternoon you come on through? That'll take a man right out his blues.
But she got worse at a right around two. Really, that'll put me in the mood. Cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few. And we gon' make the most of the time that we do. God, she gon' fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dupe. I'm a dude, always on the up and up. She gon' tell her friends that the gold has been hitting the rub. Had to sneak away for a sec while the chunk of bump. I'm in that fun, yeah. So I stay lit. I don't need a cheat to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. Cause I found out with the grind out to the piff like nah. No smoke, I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope, but she can keep me cool, calm. That's dope.
I said, ooh.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are talking and my back's against the wall, I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable.
Come on.
I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable.
For all the times I gave up midway,
all of them.
For listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember?
I just know I came too far to quit now.
Quit now.
Plus I'm still hungry, need 10 plates, so relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track.
Okay.
His story lines up with his glory, all facts.
All
and
facts.
I'm just knowing so thankful for that.
Thank
when
you.
I realized where he took me from, I cry, cause I remember how I felt when I ain't have none.
Hey,
finally
none.
See a little bit of success, but lose my grandma. It's all a lesson. Gotta learn to love no matter.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
You got something to hide. We go.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Well, two similar games here between the first two contests between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Tulsa Drillers, both of them going Tulsa's way. We head into game three between the AA affiliates of the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Texas Rangers here from Riders Field. Hi again, everybody. Welcome back on the Riders Baseball Network. Alongside Zach Bigley, the voice of the Rough Riders, I'm Josh Warden. Frisco now three games above 500 after losing yesterday 5-2 to Tulsa, which is now 15-26. Trying to right the ship a little bit and snap this four-game losing streak, Dane Acker takes the ball for the Rough Riders, getting his eighth start of the season with Frisco and a good earned run average of 3.16. He has a 1-1 record. Meanwhile, Kendall Williams has a 1-0 record and an ERA of just 0.9. He's just joined the team a couple games ago. Two starts, 10 innings, allowing one earned run for the right-hander out of Olive Branch, Mississippi. Drafted out of high school in 2019 in the second round and traded from the Blue Jays over to the Dodgers organization. So the 22-year-old gets the start today for the Tulsa Drillers as we make our way to Game 3 of this series. First pitch at 7:05 today from Frisco, Texas. Well, our pregame yesterday, it's John Matthews, relief pitcher for the Frisco Rough Riders, who was on the opening day roster for Frisco, a native of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, pitched at Kent State University. So we'll chat a little bit about his experience with Frisco this season and the clubhouse, coaching staff, all of that. We'll get more into his background with sidearm pitching. He changed to be a sidearmer partway through this year. More in tomorrow's conversation, part two, in the pregame show tomorrow. But more of his experience this year on and off the diamond is coming up next. John Matthews joins us on the pregame show right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field, with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
Welcome back to Frisco. We continue a six-game series with the Tulsa Drillers here on the Riders Baseball Network. Frisco Rough Riders relief pitcher John Matthews is our pregame guest. John's been a fun story to watch this season on the opening day roster with the Rough Riders, and some things have changed in terms of your mechanics, and every story is different for each guy. But let's just start with so far, how you're enjoying the season overall, this coaching staff with Carlos and everybody. How's this season been for you, John?
I mean, so far the season's been great. It's, you know, a lot of the same guys I've been with for the last few years, and it's, you know, take everything day by day. It's awesome.
Yeah. We were just talking in terms of Tulsa's roster. There's a few guys who used to play for the Rough Riders. Ricky Venasco, the most recent, since he was on this roster this year. What's it been like in minor league baseball? It's nothing new for there to be roster changes, and you're friends with a guy, and then they get traded, they get released, all that sort of thing. But for this year in particular, it's a little more relevant this week to see a guy like Ricky in the opposite clubhouse. You were teammates with him just a month ago or so. What's that like to see guys change jerseys and to know there's not a lot guaranteed in minor league baseball, but how do you approach that?
It's nice just to be able to see some familiar faces, especially when we're traveling on the road, sometimes 5, 6, 7 hours away. You know, it's awesome being able to reconnect with them, even when we haven't seen them for a month or a year or 2 years. it's just nice knowing that you can have those relationships and it doesn't matter where they go. You can stay connected and, you know, stay friends and be able to help each other out when need be.
What are the road trips like for you? What's your kind of MO in terms of how you spend the day at the hotel leading up to the game and then enjoying the different ballparks around the Texas League?
You know, this year I've tried more than any other year to try get out before going to the game and see some of the city that we're in. This year we're in bigger cities than we've ever been in before, so it's a little easier and nicer. But outside of that, I mean, most days I just hang out and don't really do much, just relax till we got to be at the field.
Yeah. Any particular things you've seen, any city that you got to explore the most?
Probably Corpus. I feel like there was just the most to do and close area, so it was nice to be able to go and visit some of the things around there.
Yeah, you go to the museum or anything?
Go to the museum. Okay. Yeah, and then we went to the ship out there.
Okay. What did you think of the Lexington, the USS Lexington, the museum? What did you think?
I mean, it was awesome. Yeah. I love that type of history. I love, you know, learning about, you know, war and things like that. Yeah. So I thought it was awesome being there and experiencing that and seeing everything.
Well, that was part one of our conversation with John Matthews. We'll get more into the story of his switching to sidearm pitching in part two. That's tomorrow on the pregame show. But here today for game three, starting lineups coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
We head into game three of the six-game series in Frisco, Texas. Here are the starting lineups ahead of today's 7:05 first pitch between the Rough Riders and the Tulsa Drillers. Beginning with acting manager Juan Apodaca's crew, the Drillers send out their shortstop, Austin Gauthier, to lead off with a .288 average. Yorbit Vivas bats second and plays second. Yuzneel Diaz hits third for Tulsa and plays right field with his leading on base plus slugging, his best OPS in the Texas League this month in August. Emanuel Vargas hits cleanup and the first baseman with his team leading 24 doubles. Cody Hosey bats fifth and plays the hot corner. Carson Taylor hits sixth and DHs today. Luis Diaz checks in the 7-hole for the Drillers and will patrol left field. Hamlet Marte gets his first playing time in the series. He's the catcher today. And the 8-hole hitter, Ismael Alcantara, hits ninth and plays center field. Now for Carlos Cardoza and the Frisco Rough Riders, they're trying to get their first win of the week over Tulsa here in game three. Aaron Zavala will lead it off and play right field. K-Bear Rodriguez with a triple and a couple base hits yesterday. He bats second and checks back into the shortstop once again. Evan Carter moves to left field. The outfielder bats third today for Frisco. Trevor Hobart moves over to first base. He was in the outfield. Now he plays first and bats cleanup. Liam Hicks DHs again today and bats fifth. Kellen Strom plays center field and hits sixth. For the Rough Riders hitting seventh, Chris Cease plays third base. Then Franier Chavez bats eighth and is at second base today. Scott Capers catches and bats ninth for the Rough Riders. The Frisco losing yesterday, allowing 5 runs on 11 hits. There was 1 error for Tulsa. And for the Rough Riders, 2 runs on 7 hits and no errors. Evan Carter reached all 5 times yesterday, but he only scored 1 of those 5 times. The Rough Riders stranded him 4 times and stranded 14 overall in the ballgame. Plenty of base runners, and maybe that's a good sign as long as you can just score them, but have struggled to bat well with runners in scoring position with just 2 hits so far this series, and with runners at second and or third base so far. So the Rough Riders looking to change that, get some runs on the board. They've only scored 4 runs over the first 2 games and trying to win, get back to four games over 500 in the second half. Three games behind Amarillo as we speak in the second half standings. Well, you head to a quick break, come back for first pitch. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field ball. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. Or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at anniversary weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
He swings, sends a drive, deep right field. It's a grand slam for Evan Carter.
Jax Biggers has done it again. Multiple dingers on the day, and the Rough Riders lead it 7-2.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rodriguez comes in to score. Biggers around second, on his way to third. He's there with a stand-up triple.
He swings and drives one to left field. That's got carry. Forget about it. Off the scoreboard and gone. Chris Z slams one out.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Worden.
From a very warm Frisco, Texas, it's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Tulsa Drillers, the AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers and Los Angeles Dodgers, meeting for Game 3 of the six-game series. Hello, everybody, and welcome into Riders Field. Alongside Josh Worden, I'm Zach Bigley, and Dane Acker takes the ball for the Rough Riders, the former Oklahoma Sooner. Looks to snap a four-game losing streak for the Rough Riders, and he faces Austin Gauthier to start it off for the Tulsa Drillers. The first pitch of the ball game is high and inside, and we are underway at 7:05 in the p.m. with the game's first pitch. It is a very hot day today. It's the warmest day of the year. The 1-0. Just inside, it's two balls and no strikes. 106 degrees is our first pitch temperature. It eclipses the former hottest game of the season at 104 degrees earlier this season. A 2-0 slides inside, and it's three balls and no strikes on Gauthier to start it. The shortstop hitting 288 on the season with six home runs and 28 runs batted in. He's 2-for-9 on the season, or on the series, I should say, and the 3-0 pitch is just high, ball four. So a four-pitch walk from Dane Acker, and Gauthier is on first base for Yorbit Vivas. Rough Riders have lost four in a row, and that's including the first two games of this series. The Drillers won 7-2 over Frisco in game one, and then 5-2 in yesterday's ball game. Vivas, left-handed batter against the right-hander Acker, who's ready from the stretch. And he fires home. He misses high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Vivas, the second baseman, 4-for-9 in the series. Acker, the 24-year-old, 6'2", 189 pounds out of College Station, Texas. A former draft pick of the Oakland Athletics back in the fourth round of 2020, ready from the stretch in the 1-0. Low off the outside corner, it's two balls and no strikes. Acker this year with the Rough Riders making his eighth start. He's 1-1 with a 3.16 ERA. In 25 and two-thirds innings, he struck out exactly 25 batters while walking 14. Opponents hitting just 219 against Acker. The pitch cuddles with the bottom of the zone for a strike. It's 2-1. It was the first strike thrown by Acker. Acker coming off a start in Corpus Christi, in which he threw 4 1/3 shutout innings. He stretches and fires in the 2-1. Swinging a ground ball out to second. Chavez has got it. Turns, throws on to second for one. The throw on to first is in time for a double play. So a walk to start things for Acker, and he rolls the 4-6-3 double play. And just like that, there are two outs in the first inning. The Rough Riders have turned the most double plays in the Texas League this season. That's their 99th on the year. And it comes here in the first inning. Yusniel Diaz stands in, open stance, right side, two outs, bases clear, no score, the pitch. Over for a strike, first pitch fastball, 0-1. Defense behind Dane Acker, it's Evan Carter in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Aaron Zavala in right field. Acker the 0-1. Diaz swings, hits it off the end of the bat, a floater into shallow center, it dunks in. A base hit for Yusniel Diaz as he continues to be a hot hitter at the plate. Diaz has now hit safely in 15 of his last 16 games. Emanuel Vargas stands in now. Runner at first base, two outs, no score in the top of the first inning. Defense on the infield, Chris Cease at third, K-Bear Rodriguez at shortstop. Pitch to Vargas. Left-handed batter takes to the bottom of the zone with a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Renier Chavez, the second baseman, Trevor Hover at first, and Scott Capers, the battery mate today for Dane Acker. Right-hander ready from the stretch, and he fires in the 0-1 pitch. Just high. One ball and one strike. Acker has worked with Capers in now seven of his eight starts. Rough Riders have a record of 4-2 when he throws to Scott Capers. Here's the stretch and the 1-1 pitch on the way. Swing and a foul straight back. It's one ball and two strikes. Ben Engstrand has balls and strikes behind the plate today. Our home plate umpire, Chris Presley Murphy, the crew chief at third base, and Nate Diedrich is our first base umpire. Rough Riders coming in at four games back of first place in the Texas League South at 22-19 behind the Amarillo Sod Poodles and Midland Rockhounds. The 1-2. Fouled away down the left field line, and it's still one ball and two strikes on Vargas. Goes into the Rough Riders bullpen and nearly takes out Justin Slayton. Able to avoid it, Robbie Ahlstrom gets the rebound on the carom. Now, one ball, two strikes on Vargas, who's 4-for-9 in the series with two doubles and four RBIs in the first two games. Acker ready from the stretch, and he fires in the 1-2. Curveball down low and inside. Blocked by Capers in the dirt. And it's two balls and two strikes. On the other side, Tulsa, the first half champions in the Texas League North. They've had a tough second half, just 15-26. 56-54 overall, while the Rough Riders are 53-56 on the season. Rough Riders had one game canceled earlier this year against Wichita. It's the only game that has been canceled in the Texas League this year. Throw goes over to first base, and Diaz is back in on his feet. Just 5-for-6 in stolen bases this year through 72 games. Acker was most recently on the top 30 at the beginning of the season for the Rangers. He has since fallen off. The pitch is just outside, and it's three balls and two strikes. Despite his strong outing overall as this season goes, you have to imagine he wouldn't mind flying a bit under the radar and continuing to perform well. The Rangers really like this young right-hander and what he's been able to do. Here's the stretch in the 3-2. Diaz takes off. It's a foul ball behind home. And it's still three balls and two strikes on Vargas. We've seen some really strong outings from Acker. Really, his only bad one came at the beginning of this month against Midland, in which he allowed four runs on four hits over four innings against the Rockhounds, picking up his only loss of his AA career. Payoff pitch again. Swing and a miss. He got him with a changeup low and away for strike three. And Dane Acker is out of a scoreless first inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Our score, it's the Drillers nothing, and the Rough Riders coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
We are a stamp. For a limited time, get high-performance, ultra-reliable internet plans starting at just $25 a month. And now we have mobile, too. Experience the number one rated internet with this special offer. Switch today. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $25 a month, all in for 1 year. Don't forget to ask about Astound Mobile. We are Astound.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minisfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders! Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Bova Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the bottom of the first inning, the Rough Riders and the Drillers doing battle. It's a scoreless ball game, and Kendall Williams on the mound for the Dodger affiliate. His first pitch to Aaron Zavala. Swinging a ground ball foul up the right side, and it's 0-1. Aaron Zavala, K-Bear Rodriguez, and Evan Carter, the 3-2 up for Frisco in this first inning. Tulsa with a base hit. And then Dane Acker rolling a double play behind him and picking up a strikeout to get out of a scoreless first. Aaron Zavala 1-for-8 in the series. He doubled and drove in a run in game one of the series. Here's the windback for Williams in the 0-1. It's a strike on the outside corner at the knees. And it's 0-2. Kendall Williams, the tall right-hander, 6'6", 205 pounds, 22 years old. Out of Olive Branch, Mississippi, the pitch. Chopper foul right side off the facing of the Drillers dugout. Takes a one-hop carom right to Kavika Emsley-Pye in the first base coaching box, and he fires it into the stands for a souvenir. Still 0-2 on Zavala. Williams, tall, squaring his shoulders to the third base dugout, winds in the 0-2. Down low and inside in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Williams, though he's from Olive Branch, Mississippi, went to IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. One of the best sports academies for high schoolers in the entire nation. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Split finger fastball out in front of it. Zavala strikes out. And there's one away. K-Bear Rodriguez stands in now. Williams is just making his third start at the AA level this season. It's his 11th appearance and 10th start overall on the year. He was held back earlier this year with right forearm tightness. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Rodriguez grounds it foul up the third baseline, and it's 0-1. And after one start in the complex, he went to High A Great Lakes, where he dominated over seven starts, a 1.99 ERA. He has his sign, rocks back into his wine in the 0-1. Misses outside with a slider, and it's one ball and one strike. He was promoted here to AA Tulsa, where he's made two starts, and he's allowed just one run. He threw a dominant six shutout innings his last time out. 1-1 pitch. Fouled away back behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes on Rodriguez. What he does really well is throw down in the zone. He has a dominant split-finger fastball. And he only throws about 90 to 91 miles an hour with his actual fastball, but gets a ton of ground balls. He's an over 50% ground ball rate pitcher. And they say for a pitcher to be a quote-unquote ground ball pitcher, it should be about 45% or above. The 1-2. Low off the outside corner with a slider. Two balls and two strikes. He has dominated right-handed hitters this year. In High A in his seven starts, righties hit just 131 against him. The 2-2. Low off the outside corner again with that splitty, and it's three balls and two strikes. Lefties hit 231, so a little bit better, but still not good. He's not going to overpower you. He's going to try to make sure you don't square up the baseball, though. He's back into his wind in the 3-2. High and inside, ball four, and K-Bear Rodriguez works a walk. To start off the first inning with one out. Evan Carter stands in now for the Rough Riders. Carter, 3-for-5 in the series. He reached all five times he came up to the plate yesterday, walking three times, doubling and singling. He scored two runs, walked four times, stolen two bases in this series. The pitch is down low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Carter still sitting at 12 home runs. A career high for him. And just like yesterday, his pants are rolled up. He's got high socks. The pitch. Swinging a chopper right side. First baseman Vargas has got it. Throws on to second for one. No return throw back to first. And Rodriguez is eliminated in the fielder's choice. Two outs. 3-6 on the fielder's choice, and Trevor Hover stands in. No score, bottom of the first inning. Let's introduce you to the Dodger affiliate defense behind Kendall Williams. It's Luis Diaz in left. Ismael Alcantara is in center, and Yusniel Diaz in right. Cody Hosey at third. Austin Gauthier is at shortstop. Yorbit Vivas is at second. Emmanuel Vargas at first. And Hamlet Marte is behind the plate. First pitch, split finger down low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Trevor Hover, just 1-for-8 in the series, but his lone hit, a run-scoring double in yesterday's 5-2 loss. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Swing and a miss, out in front. On that splitty again, it's now one ball and one strike. Hover has continued his hot hitting into the month of August. Hitting .293 over his last 43 games. He's reached in 8 games in a row. The pitch is outside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. .398 on base percentage during this 8-game on base streak. One of the best walkers in the Texas League. Top 5 in walk rate. Here's the stretch in the 2-1. Carter takes off, swinging a flare, foul left side. Into the seats, and it's two balls and two strikes on Hover. 106 degrees at first pitch today with a feels like of 108 and not much of a breeze. 11-mile-an-hour winds out to left field, though it's picked up just a little bit. Flags in center field blowing out to left. Other than that, though, it's beautiful. Just a little bit hot. 2-2 on Hover. The pitch home. Low and outside. Three balls, two strikes, missing on the split finger. They play Hover to pole both on the infield and the outfield. Here's the stretch by the right-hander. Williams looks in for his sign. He pitches. Swing and a miss. He got him upstairs. And down goes Trevor Hover. Two strikeouts for Williams in a scoreless first inning. And it's nothing-nothing into the top of the second from Riders Field. We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the second inning, Cody Hosey to start it off against Dane Acker. Carson Taylor and Luis Diaz to follow. It's 5, 6, and 7 in the Tulsa order in the second inning. Dane Acker with 18 pitches, 9 balls, 9 strikes in the first, and his first toss of the second sails high. One ball, no strikes. Hosey in 73 games, hitting .231 with 8 long balls. Former first-round pick, the 1-0. There's a high drive out to deep left field. Carter back to the warning track and just watching. It's way gone up on the walkway. And a long home run for Cody Hosey, 430-foot shot. And it's 1-0 Tulsa. A no-doubt-about-it blast to left field. Cody Hosey with his 9th home run of the season. And Tulsa jumps out in front. Here's Carson Taylor. Acker looks over the top of his glove. He winds back and fires. Fastball settles high and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Well, Acker has not had much of a problem with the home run ball. 1-0 offering. There's a high pop-up left side. Sees the third baseman. Back into the shallow part of left field, and he makes the catch. Pop out to third for Carson Taylor. One out for Luis Diaz now. 1-0 Tulsa, top of the second. That's only the second home run that he's allowed with the Rough Riders in his 4th overall this season in 13 starts. Acker's done a wonderful job avoiding the long ball. The Rough Riders have, as a team this month as well, this is the 15th game they played in August. That's just the 12th homer they've allowed this month. First pitch to Diaz is outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. That's the fewest this month in the Texas League. But Cody Hosey goes large here in the second. The 1-0. Check swing and a high pitch. She was able to hold up. And it's two balls and no strikes on Diaz, who went deep yesterday. Both Diego Cartaya and Luis Diaz homering in yesterday's eighth inning. Couple solo home runs. 2-0 pitch. Fly ball foul down the right field line, and the count goes to 2-1. The Rough Riders have pitched extremely well this month. A tough thing has been the offense. They're last in the league in runs scored this month. The 2-1. Swinging a chopper off the plate to second base. Takes a couple hops out to Chavez, who gloves it to his left and throws him out at first. Two away. Rough Riders have the best ERA in the Texas League this month, but offense has struggled just a bit. Here's Hamlet Marte, the catcher. 29-year-old, back with the Dodgers. Started out with the Rockies organization, went to the Dodgers and the Giants, and now he finds himself back in Dodger blue. Two outs, bases clear, the pitch. Fouled it back, and it's 0-1. 1-0, Tulsa leads it, top of the second. Marte playing in just his 18th game, or his 19th game today with Tulsa. He spent the first 3 months of the season as the Dodgers' bullpen catcher in the big leagues. 0-1 is a strike on the upper edge outside corner. It's 0-2 on Marte. He was very close to hanging it up, but he got the offer to come to the Dodgers. The 0-2. Swinging a foul out of play off the handle right side. It's still 0-2. And the Dodgers bullpen coach at the big league level had to have back surgery, and well, they thought the 29-year-old would be a perfect guy to fill in that role, and everyone was very appreciative of him within the organization giving up on his chance to play every day to travel with the team and be the bullpen catcher for the Dodgers. Here's the 0-2. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's still 0-2. And he said it was a great experience and very happy he was able to do it. Ultimately, though, he's happy to be back and playing and getting to hit and be a part of a team in the minor leagues again. Here's the wind back by Acker in the 0-2. Off the outside corner, misses with the curve. One ball and two strikes on the catcher. Rough Riders infield plays back and slightly to pull the opposite way in the outfield. Here's the wind back in the 1-2. Fastball just high and inside. Didn't get the call. It's two balls and two strikes. Couldn't plug the valves. The count is even. Acker looks in for his sign. Shoulders square to the third base bag. He's got it. Winds in the 2-2. Bounces it in there on the changeup. Three balls, two strikes now. Hoping for a clean inning after that homer. He hadn't thrown many pitches in the frame overall. Just eight going into Marte's at-bat. Here's the eighth pitch of this at-bat. And the pitch is chopped to third on two hops. Backhanded stop, Cease. He straightens up and fires across in time to get Marte. The side comes to a close. Solo homer by Cody Hosey, though, makes it 1-0 Tulsa. We go to the bottom of the second next on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians. Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the second inning, the Rough Riders trail the Tulsa Drillers 1-0. And Liam Hicks starts it off. The designated hitter, 1-for-6 in the series, but he's walked a couple times, and he's one of the hottest hitters on the team. In his last 26 games, hitting .318. 1-0 Tulsa on a solo home run by Cody Hosey. Kendall Williams walked a batter in the first and stranded a batter. And now goes to work against the five-hitter for the Rough Riders. Right-hander's pitch. Outside corner, a strike, it's 0-1. On the left-handed hitting designated hitter. And you have to imagine that if the Rough Riders are to get to Kendall Williams, it'll have to be some of these lefties in the order. Here's the windback in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good splitty low and outside. It's 0-2. That split finger is a very deadly pitch, and he usually gets a lot of ground balls on it, but he's gotten really good swing and miss on it so far in the first inning plus. Right-handers, as mentioned, have just been dominated so far by him. He's looked good against righties and lefties so far, though. The 0-2. Off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Frisco on the offensive side looking for production up and down the order. Putting Chris Cease towards the bottom helps things, certainly. The 1-2. Swinging a foul back and off of Marte, the catcher, and he goes down. And he's up and walking, and he waves away acting manager Juan Apodaca. Said, I'm good, don't worry about me. If there's anyone who understands that, it's Liam Hicks, who hit the ball, fellow catcher. Oh man, and looking at a replay, that got him in a not so fun spot. And he's just trying to catch his breath. And now he is asking for some help.
Yeah, I mean, he had his bare wrist in front of his midsection, and it hit the hand right in front.
Yeah.
Because at first, I was thinking the same thing as you, that it...
Yeah, it did hit the wrist.
Yeah, back of the hand, wrist area, which normally catchers are going to put that behind their right leg, but he just had that thing in plain view.
So Scott Capers got hit in that almost exact same spot earlier this year, and talking to him about it, he said it's just such a natural thing. You put the signs down in between your legs, and you don't even think about pulling it away. You just kind of leave the hand there. And that's what happened. He just left the hand there and took it right off the wrist.
And it seems so obvious once it happens, once you get hit, and you think, well, you know, why not put it behind your leg and protect it? And yeah, most guys will, but every once in a while you forget one time, and that's the one time you get blasted right off the wrist and then wish that you could have done it differently.
There's so many small bones in that wrist. You got to be really careful. Looks like he's good to go, though. 1-2 on Hicks, and the pitch home. There's a swing and a fly ball down the right field line, sending Diaz back at the warning track, still going, and it hits off the warning track up against the fence. Hicks around first on his way to second. He's in there with a double. Luis Diaz, or I should say Yusniel Diaz, out in right field, got a bad read on it and just missed it. It just kept tailing over his head and landed behind him on the warning track. It's the 11th double of the season for Liam Hicks. A very odd play, but Hicks will take it. And Kellen Strom stands in now. And Diaz dealing with the sunshine out there in right field. Runner at second for Kellen Strom. The pitch home. Fastball, top of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-1. This is going to be the key today. Runners in scoring position. Yesterday, the Rough Riders stranded 14 on the base paths. And during this four-game losing streak for Frisco, they're hitting just .167 with runners in scoring position. The 0-1. Off the outside corner, it's 1-1. This four-game losing streak is coming on the heels of a four-game winning streak for the Rough Riders, in which, in that four-game winning streak, they hit 250 with runners in scoring position, much more respectable. Here's the stretch, and the 1-1. Low off the outside corner, two balls and one strike. The funny thing, and baseball is full of funny things, is that during the winning streak and losing streak, both of four games, Frisco has the exact same number of hits with runners in scoring position, 8, in both four-game sets. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Strong. He swings, grounds it through the left side, a base hit. That's a hit with runners in scoring position, but Hicks is stopped at third. And there are runners on the corners with nobody out here in the second. So it's one that does not produce a run, but it is a big hit for Kellen Strom. And here's Chris Sees. And Strom got a fastball down the middle of the plate, put a good swing on it, singling through the left side. Rough Riders trailing 1-0 in the bottom of the second. Sees, right-handed batter. Williams ready from the stretch. He lifts the leg, fires. Down low and inside with a slider, 1-0. And during the four-game losing streak, the Riders have had 16 more opportunities with runners in scoring position than in the winning streak. Here's the stretch and the 1-0. C swings and misses on a, looked like a slider off the outside corner. And it's 1-1. Could have been the split finger. Rough Riders certainly wanting to take advantage of this opportunity. Runners on the corners and nobody out, and Strom draws a throw. Sees 1-for-4 in yesterday's game. He got the day off in the opener. He doubled and stole second. The 1-1. Swinging a ground ball. Foul back behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes, and that one got Marte on the right leg. He's taking a beating in this inning behind the plate. C stands back in from the right side. Hicks not great speed at third base, so I take a good fly ball to get him home on a sac fly. 1-2. Just high. Miss with a high split finger. Two balls, two strikes on Sees. Infield up the middle at double play depth for Tulsa. Stretch and the throw over to first again. They have Strom picked off. Running towards second, keeping an eye on third. The throw is high, and Strom slides in safely. Vargas threw to second base. Vivas had to leave his feet to grab it, and Strom slid headfirst under him into second base. Hicks stays put at third. What a break for the Rough Riders. Ends up being a stolen base for Kellen Strom. So the infield comes in now for the Drillers. And now two in scoring position for the Rough Riders. 2-2 on Sees. Williams looks in. He's got his sign ready from the stretch. He fires. Swing and a miss. Got him with the splitty off the outside corner for strike 3. And it's the third strikeout for Williams. It's the first out of the second. Freiner Chavez makes his way to the plate. Chavi 1-for-4 so far in the series. Playing in game number 10 with the Rough Riders this year. His only RBI is solo homer. It was down in Corpus. First pitch. Tried the backdoor slider, didn't get the call. One ball and no strikes. Infield remains in with just one out in the second inning. They played a pole. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Split finger at the bottom of the zone. One ball and one strike. It's been an effective pitch so far. both against right-handers and left-handers. Slightly open stance. The 1-1. Swinging a little roller off the end of the bat out towards third. Hosey's got it. Fires onto first just in time to get Chavez. But Hicks comes in to score. And the Rough Riders tie the game at 1-1. RBI ground out for Frainer Chavez. Frisco's on the board. Kellen Strom remains put at second base. It's a productive out for the Rough Riders. Kind of a odd ground ball right off the end of the bat, squibbing to the left side. Hosey made a good play. It looked like he initially stopped and started, thinking the shortstop Gauthier might make the play, but Hosey was able to grab it, and because the infield was in, he had plenty of time. Here's Scott Capers in the nine hole in the first pitch. He swings, grounds it up the middle. Gauthier bobbles, and it goes behind him. Strom stopped at third. They throw back behind him, and Strom's in there safely. A fielding error on Austin Gauthier, the shortstop. Runners on the corners now, two down. Yesterday, an error cost the Drillers a run. And Gauthier can't make the play there. E6. And Aaron Zavala at the top of the order stands in. He struck out in the first. Here's the stretch, and the pitch home. High and away, one ball and no strike. So that's the first error in the inning, but kind of the second misplay. They had Kellen Strom picked off and should have gotten the out there earlier in the inning, and if both of those plays are made, well, the inning is over. Here's the stretch, and the pitch home. Zavala takes low, and it's two balls and no strikes. Not only that, but a run doesn't score. Because then Frainer Chavez's RBI ground out instead is just a ground out to third for the final out of the inning. Runners on the corners, the 2-0. Low of the zone, it's three balls and no strikes. Zavala laying off pretty much the same pitch he struck out on earlier. Split finger low of the zone. And he finds himself ahead in the count. Williams ready from the stretch and the 3-0 pitch. At the bottom of the zone this time for a strike with a fastball. 3-1. I've seen Williams only go to that fastball, it seems, when he's behind in the count. The 3-1. Low and inside, ball 4. He went with the fastball again but missed with it. And the bases are now loaded for the Rough Riders for K-Bear Rodriguez. We'll see a mound visit from the pitching coach, Ryan Denick. Rodriguez walked back in the first inning, and he's been on a bit of a tear at the plate. Over his last five games, he's hitting .500, 9 for 18 in those five games. 3 for 7 in the series so far. Through 14 games of the Rough Riders, he has 16 hits, hitting .327. With a .942 OPS. One of his hits yesterday was a triple. He hits with the bases loaded. Tied at 1, bottom of the second inning, 1 run in. All runs against Kendall Williams the rest of the inning will be unearned. And there is action out of the bullpen. And Antonio Knowles is warming up out in right field. Here's the stretch by the right-hander, and Williams delivers home. It's at the bottom of the zone for a called strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Rodriguez, the shortstop, with a big opportunity. The Rough Riders have 9 grand slams this year, which is the second most in all of minor league baseball and leads all of AA. The 0-1 pitch. Slider just outside, and it's 1-1. Good take from Rodriguez, just a little bit high. Kellen Strom at third, Scott Capers at second, Aaron Zavala at first. Stretch in the 1-1. Swinging a ground ball to short. Gauthier's got it. Fires sidearm to first base, and he just gets him for the final out of the second inning. So the Rough Riders, one run across. It comes on two hits, an error, and three left on. We go to the top of the third inning. Josh Warden takes over on the play-by-play. When we come back, we're tied at one on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Co-service for the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Welcome back to Frisco, Texas, live from Riders Field. We head to the third inning between the Tulsa Drillers visiting the Frisco Rough Riders in a 1-1 tie. Frisco getting one run. Could have been less, could have been more. An error helped out, but they also stranded the bases loaded. And now Dane Acker works against Ismael Alcantara, who bunts the first pitch up the third baseline. Cease comes in, throws on the run, and gets him in time. Chris Cease made a good play to run in on it, and the bunt was a little too hot off the bat of Alcantara. And Cease was able to field it about two-thirds the way up the chalk and throw out Ismael Alcantara on a drag bunt attempt. One out in the third inning. So tie score for the top of the order. Austin Gauthier, the batter. Top half of the third, Dane Acker into his wind, and the right-hander deals. He misses up and away, and a fastball, it's 1-0. Acker has been very good this season ever since getting called up from high A. This is his eighth start of the season. The 1-0 curveball to the outside half, it's 1-1. The only home run he has allowed all year at the AA level over his first seven starts was in his very first game. The 2-0 pitch is letter high for ball two. It's now 2-1. He allowed an inside-the-park home run in San Antonio in his first start and had not allowed a home run since. Here's his pitch to Gauthier, and it is high for ball three. Now 3-1, the count from Acker. Now the note on that inside-the-park home run is that it was not an inside-the-park home run. It had bounced in front of the wall, gone over the fence, hit a wall behind the actual fence, and then bounced back in the field of play. It was incorrectly ruled to be in the field of play. The 3-1 pitch is upstairs. And now ball four to Gauthier, a five-pitch walk. And he's walked twice today. So runner at first for the Drillers, Yorbit Vivas, the hitter. With one out in the top of the third inning, a 1-1 tie. So when Acker was facing San Antonio, his AA debut, a ball that bounced out of the field of play and then bounced back in, was ruled by the umpires to have been in the field of play, and the outfielders never threw the ball back in, so the batter ran all the way around. The pitch is high for ball one to Vivas. So it went down as an inside-the-park home run, and Acker had technically given up a home run. And that was the only homer he had allowed until today. He allows a solo home run last inning, but that is the only run he has allowed this evening. It's 1-0 to Vivas. He is inside 2-0. So it's not technically true, but in a sense, Cody Hosey is the only batter this year to homer off of Dane Acker. He's the only one to hit one over the fence. and really should have been the only one. As again, that call was missed, but hard to see in that venue based on the walls in San Antonio. Foul ball over the left side. And it's now 2-1 to Vivas. He grounded into a double play back in the first inning, and the chance is open for him to do the same thing here. Runner at first and one out. Two balls and a strike for Dane Acker. The next double play for the Rough Riders will be their 100th of the season. He pitches into Vivas, and it stays at the top of the zone. Fastball to get strike two, and the count is even. Especially impressive the number of double plays that Frisco has turned with the comparison of how many they've hit into. The Rough Riders have turned the most double plays and bounced into the fewest. So that'll help the run differential and ability to score runs or prevent them. Hit into 58 this year. Here's the 2-2 pitch. A swing and a foul right back to the netting for Vivas, and he stays alive. The downside for Frisco is that there have been two triple plays in the Texas League this year. Frisco hit into both of them. Not the stat they would like to see, but probably would still rather have a 40-number advantage to throw over to first, and he's back. Gallagher dives back. You'd rather have 40 more double plays turned than you've hit into and give up two triple plays. You've still overall ended up very much in the positive if you count all those statistics together. Maybe one day they'll turn a triple play this season. We'll see. Another throwback, and Gallagher dives in again. Two straight pickoff moves with two balls and two strikes. Two balls and two strikes to Vivas. Here's the pitch. It is inside, may have hit the handle, and no, it hit him. Vivas got it on the elbow guard, and on a two-strike pitch, he was certainly not trying to get out of the way of that pitch and was able to take it off the elbow guard and a hit-by-pitch.
I'm not going to say he leaned into it, but you're right. He made no attempt to get out of the way.
So that puts runners at first and second base. By the way, the Rough Riders have not turned a triple play since 2018. Now John Goble walks out of the dugout, and we'll have a conversation with Dane Acker and all the infielders. Two runners aboard for the Drillers and one out in the third inning. Top half of the frame, the score is tied with both teams logging one run on two hits so far on a warm day here in Frisco. The Rough Riders trying to turn around a four-game losing streak, which has been an unusual trend for the Rough Riders, a team that was seven games over 500 at one point. They had lost four in a row after winning the first four in Corpus Christi and have since lost four straight. So they go from seven games over 500 to three games over. Still in the hunt for the second half playoff berth, three games back of Amarillo. But the Rough Riders have not had a streak like this for a while now. It's been over a month since they've lost this many games in a row. In fact, it was the end of June the last time the Rough Riders started a three-game losing streak. They hadn't even lost three in a row since the last couple days of June and then July 1st. It was the last time they lost three in a row. They've lost four in a row currently. Acker's ready to go. His pitch to Diaz, grounded foul up the left side. And it's now 0-1 to Yuzneel Diaz. So the Rough Riders on a four-game bender, but trying to turn it around against Tulsa. Tie score. The Rough Riders coming back to tie it for the run last inning. Outfield playing fairly deep to Yuzneel Diaz, right-hand hitter, with two aboard and one out. Acker stretches. And now he lifts the left leg and comes home. Fly ball to the right side, tailing towards the seats, and it gets out of play. So Diaz falls behind 0-2. Good sign for Dane Acker, who did allow a single to Diaz, but that's been nothing new for Diaz. He has the best OPS in the Texas League in the month of August, including four home runs. Here's the 0-2 delivery from Acker. Fastball right over the middle, dotted it up. Got Diaz to take it for strike three. And it's three pitches for Dane Acker. Three strikes, and he sets down Diaz for out number two. Emanuel Vargas, the batter. A left-hand hitter for the Drillers with two aboard. Two down now in the third inning. Soft wind blowing out to left field, currently at Riders Field. Acker stretches, and a curveball loops in over the center of the zone, and it's strike one. Vargas struck out on a changeup back in the first inning, leading the team with four RBIs this series. Had a couple two RBI hits, one on Tuesday, one yesterday. Here's the 0-1. Fastball again over the plate, top of the zone, and it's strike two. Vargas leading the team with 24 doubles and 64 walks over his 100 games played on the season exactly. Number 101 for him tonight. He's behind 0-2. Here's the pitch. It's high and a bit away. And now 1-0, or 1-2, I should say, to the first baseman Vargas. 76 RBIs on the year in those 100 games. That leads the team as well. And has a chance to add on to it. And at second and at first. Here's the 1-2 pitch. It's outside, even the count 2-2. Pair of free passes off of Dane Acker. A walk and then a hit batter. He has not allowed a hit since the solo home run to lead off last inning. Seven batters in a row without a hit. A 2-2 delivery. It's just off the outside, a touch high as well. And now a full count to Vargas. From 0-2 to 3-2. And the first baseman now has a chance to get aboard on the payoff pitch. Acker comes set for it, looking in. And he deals. Breaking ball cuts the bottom of the zone. Vargas knew it. It was easily strike three, no doubt about it. Back-to-back strikeouts looking for Dane Acker to finish out the frame. And he's got three Ks through three innings. It's a tie ball game into the home half of the third. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders!
Evan Carter leads off for the Frisco Rough Riders in the home half of the third inning, trying to take the Rough Riders' first lead of the day in their first since Tuesday. And Tulsa came back to win that game and never trailed yesterday. Frisco looking for their first win of the series. Kendall Williams back to the hill in his first pitch of the tie game, bottom of the third. Is whacked to right center field. High arcing fly ball to right center. It brings Alcantara to the warning track. He jumps up, hits off the wall. Carter to second. He's speeding to third. He gets there without a throw. Evan Carter triples on the first pitch of the third inning. Carter blasted one, and it carried to the wall. Alcantara running back, and he jumped up at the last second. And he wasn't able to get to the wall in time to set his feet and make a good leap at it, and it hit somewhat near the top of the fence. Needed just a little more juice. It was hit 99 miles an hour off the bat and hung up in the air. Hit a fastball that way. First pitch to Hover is down and gets away. Carter breaking for the plate. The throw back to Williams is late. Carter is safe, And the Rough Riders take their first lead of the day. A wild pitch to score Evan Carter. And two pitches into the inning, the Rough Riders are ahead 2-1. A triple and a wild pitch. Evan Carter does it by himself. On a ball that did not get all that far away from home plate. And Marte had to double clutch, throwing back to Williams, who really had no intentions of catching that ball. It hit Carter, it looked like. He's okay. And the Rough Riders pull ahead. 1-0 toss to Hover. Now he hits it to shallow right center. Vivas running out. He gives way to the shortstop, and Gauthier makes the catch. In right center field, that's a pop out to the shortstop. And somehow he gets there in time and runs out to shallow center field with his momentum taking him that way. Three pitches and an eventful inning so far for the Rough Riders, having their first lead since the third inning on Tuesday. Liam Hicks the batter now. 2-1 Frisco. Kendall Williams working out of the wind, and he deals into Hicks. It is high for ball one. And 1-0 to Hicks. So the first pitch, triple. Second pitch, wild pitch to score a run. Third pitch, a wild pop-up out to right center, and the shortstop making a lunging catch. And now finally just a pitch outside the zone, and the 1-0. Is down and in. Two balls and no strikes to Liam Hicks. So well done for Evan Carter to triple, his fifth triple of the season. He leads the team in that category to add on to his 12 home runs. Here's the 2-0 to Hicksy. And it's on the outside. Have to get a strike for Kendall Williams, 2-1. It's just the second earned run that Kendall Williams has allowed this season. Now this is his 13th inning at the AA level. His 2-1 pitch is below the zone. 3-1 the count now. Williams a really good start to his AA career, even though he's not a top 30 prospect in the Dodgers organization, but he was drafted in the second round not all that long ago out of IMG Academy in Florida. 2019 his selection. 3-1 delivery is at the knees. A little more towards the middle of the zone on the splitter, and now strike two on Liam Hicks. So full count to the left-hand hitter. Hicks, who doubled to lead off the second inning. And now again with the bases empty, this time with one out in the third. Has a payoff pitch upcoming from Kendall Williams. He winds and deals in. Inside and hit Hicks on the foot. And Hicks gets a full count hit by pitch. He seems to be okay. And he's on first base with the hit batter. Came down into the dirt and knocked Hicks on the right foot. He jogs up the line, brings up Kellen Strong with one out and a runner at first. So Williams, who allows the go-ahead run, now a hit batter. And the bottom of the third inning continues with Strom at the plate, right-hand hitter. First pitch, a fastball darting to the lower inside corner, and strike one. Williams was drafted by the Blue Jays. Zach had mentioned earlier how Dane Acker was drafted by the A's, traded over to the Rangers. So both starting pitchers today traded. The 0-1 pitch is off the inside corner, and now 1-1. He was traded by the Blue Jays about a year after he got drafted in 2019, with Ryan Noda also got sent over to the Dodgers organization. They were exchanged for Ross Stripling. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Strom. And it's down for ball two. Towards the outside, 2-1 the count. And so since he's been with the Dodgers organization, making up to the AA level for the first time, and coming off a six-inning performance against Amarillo, shutout with just three hits. The 2-1 delivery, and Strom hits it on the ground as short, fielded by Gauthier. His only play is to first, with Hicks running on the pitch. And he gets Strom at first base and moves Hicks up to scoring position, and Strom is out on a 6-3 grounder. Hit and run, and it works out more or less, not perfectly, but avoids the double play. And Strom gets the ball in play. And now man at second for Chris Heason, two down. Outfield shifts over to the right a bit, just a few steps over for the right-hand hitting sees. The first pitch, breaking ball at foul behind home at strike one. Kendall Williams playing a big part in this Driller's starting pitching rotation after they had a really good set of starters that all left the Drillers. Emmett Sheehan, Landon Knapp, Kyle Hurt all promoted. Nick Nastrini was traded, and so their starting pitching rotation just devastated. The 0-1 toss to Cease. Grounder towards the left side. Hosey runs in. Fields on the jog, throws to first, and got Cease by half a step. And the inning comes to a close. Well, the Rough Riders got a run, two pitches into the inning. A triple, a wild pitch, and Evan Carter is a one-man show here at Frisco. And he provides the go-ahead run for the Rough Riders as we finish out the third inning. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders Baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders Baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, for the first time since the third inning Tuesday, the Rough Riders take a lead. It was in the third inning here on Thursday. Now we head to the fourth. And Dane Acker back to work. 2-1 Rough Riders in the top half of the fourth. Cody Hosey, who led off the second inning with a home run, now leads off the fourth. So round two for Dane Acker to try to put him out. And here's his first pitch of the fourth inning. He runs inside on a fastball. It's 1-0. Goes back to the heater. It was on a fastball on which Hosey got the barrel on it in the second inning. Launched it out at 103 miles an hour to left center. Gave Tulsa a lead. Here's the 0-1 breaking ball at the knees and strike two. Or strike one, I should say. One ball, one strike. That was Hosey's first hit of the series. He had gone 0-for-4 with a walk both games. 0-1-1. Fastball, he swung at it. Didn't get it. And now 1-2 from Dane Acker. The only run so far for Tulsa. The Rough Riders came back to tie the bottom half of that second inning and then scored one more in the third. So it's 2-1 Riders. Here's the two-strike offering from Dane Acker. Breaking ball whacked to right field. Fairly well hit, but Zavala has it pegged. He comes in a few steps and makes the catch in front of his chin. Cody Hosey is retired on a fly out to the right fielder. Base is empty and one away. Carson Taylor is the next batter for Tulsa. For the 2-1 lead for the Frisco Rough Riders in the away half of the fourth inning. Infield over to the right side. K-Bear Rodriguez, the shortstop, playing in back of second. Soft wind out towards left. Here's the pitch. It is up by the eye level of Carson Taylor. And ball one. Taylor's had a rough go of it since the beginning of last series. He's 0-for-21. There's the second pitch. It settles into the zone to even the count 1-1. Went 0-for against Amarillo that whole week and then went 0-for-4 in his first game played this series. 2-0 delivery. Whacked well to center field. Strom running back towards the warning track. He stops and makes the catch at the front of the track. It had good distance off the bat of Carson Taylor, but just not quite enough juice on it. And Strom has enough room in left center to make the play. So two fly balls this inning, both caught. And now Luis Diaz, the hitter. ground out earlier today for Diaz, who hits from the right side. First pitch of the at-bat, a check swing. Looked like he did go close. No, he misses a little bit low. Now 1-0 the count to Luis Diaz in the pitch well above the zone. Diaz hitting .278 on the year. Went 2-for-3 yesterday with a home run. Bases empty and a 2-1 Rough Riders lead. Here's the pitch. And it's on the inside corner for strike one. So 1-1 one strike from Dane Acker, who's trying to go back-to-back scoreless innings. Allowing just two hits so far today. His 1-1 delivery is high and tight. Ball two to Diaz. Luis Diaz, who had played 74 games this year at the high A level before his promotion to double A, mostly at third base. He's played corner outfield this series, today in left. Here's the 2-1 delivery. It hits the lower outside corner on a curveball. It's now two strikes on Diaz. Just his sixth game played now since he joined the Drillers. Got his first home run with Tulsa yesterday. And the victory for the Drillers. Here's the 2-2 pitch. It's just above the belt. And the inning continues. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Bases are empty for Tulsa. After having given up the lead, Dane Acker looking for a shutdown inning and a clean inning at that. Here's his payoff. Breaking ball hit back up the middle and a base hit. It skirts through a valve into center field. And a single for Luis Diaz. On a 3-2 pitch, and he extends the inning. On a base knock, Hamlet Marte is up next. The catcher who grounded out in his first at-bat is at the plate for Tulsa, top half of the fourth. Dane Acker looking into Scott Capers, has his sign from his battery mate, and he stretches home. Fastball chop towards second base. Routine play for Franier Chavez. He throws to first, gets the out, and there's the inning. One pitch after the single, and Dane Acker does have a scoreless fourth. It's the Rough Riders 2, and the Tulsa Drillers 1, midway through the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
On Thirsty Thursday and Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea, a rockin' time out in right field at the Lazy River, and a good baseball game so far. The Rough Riders lead it by a score of 2-1 over the Tulsa Drillers, trying to extend that advantage. Franier Chavez steps in for the Rough Riders. Left-hand hitting second baseman against the righty Kendall Williams, and the bottom of the fourth begins. With a swing and a miss, Chavez going after the splitter, and it's 0-1. Good splitter action from Kendall Williams. He has struck out 3 today so far, all on splitters. 0-1 toss. Another breaking ball, that one the curve, swung on and missed, it's 0-2. not only did he get all of his strikeouts on splitters, the first RBI of the game, which was on Chavez's ground out, he got Chavez almost completely fooled on a two-strike pitch. It would have been another strikeout on a splitter, but as Chavez was swinging through the pitch, he hit the ball at the very end of the bat, not intentionally, not on the barrel. It was just on the very end of the barrel, and he just hit a cue ball towards the left side of the infield, and that brought home a run on a RBI ground out. Here's the 0-2 delivery from Williams. Chavez swings through it. There's another splitter, and there is strike three. So this time he isn't able to get a cue ball or any sort of contact, and he is strikeout victim number four of Kendall Williams. But the Rough Riders got that RBI and added one the next inning, and they lead it 2-1. Scott Capers now at the dish. Pride of Valparaiso, and the catcher steps in for his second at-bat of the day. Here's the pitch. Swings out in front. Now the breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders 2, Drillers 1, bottom of the fourth. One out and base is empty for Capers, hitting 227 this season. Calls for time before the second pitch. Mentioned it's Thirsty Thursday. Scott Capers loves Thursdays. I don't know if you've noticed this, Zach. Loves Thursdays. Bright smile on his face every Thursday, or at least he plays like it, because there's just something about this day of the week that he performs really well. 0-1 pitch, swings down in front, it's 0-2. He hits 348 on Thursdays. 348. That's more than 100 points better in his batting average than any other day of the week.
Wow.
Something about Thirsty Thursday. Now, he's not partaking, obviously. The 0-2 pitch, he swings out in front, and his batting average on Thursdays takes a slight dip. It's still very good. And clearly, he would not be able to hit that well if he was partaking in Thirsty Thursday. He just likes the vibes,
I think. I love split stats more than anything else.
Yeah.
Day of the week split stats are the worst.
I don't know why they're a thing.
They're a thing. They mean absolutely nothing.
For the most part, I would agree with you. But there's a couple that could mean something. Here's Aaron Zavala with two outs.
There's two.
Strike on the outside corner. Okay, go ahead.
Tuesdays and Sundays.
Sure. Because how do you at the beginning of the week, you just traveled perhaps, or you had the day off, and then how do you do when the series is ending? You're on getaway day. I agree. The first pitch to Zavala is on the outside corner and strike two. But there's just something. I mean, why that different? It's one thing, like some day of the week's got to be best, but for it to be that different, of more than 100 points better than any other day of the week.
Maybe he's wishing he was out in the lazy river.
He's going to hit it that way. Give some souvenirs to the fans out there. 0-2 to Zavala with the bases empty. 2-1 lead for the Rough Riders. Here comes Williams. And Zavala pops it foul over the left side.
Can you think of a more meaningless stat outside of like pitcher wins than day of the week split stats?
Okay, tell me what you think of this one. In the fifth inning, Trevor Hover bats 429.
Yeah, that's pretty meaningless.
Yeah.
Or maybe like batting average with uniform.
Yeah, that's a funny one. I see that a lot. What's their record when they're wearing the gray uniform sort of deal. Here's the pitch to Zavala. It is low for a ball.
Now, that would mean something if they were a different material type.
I could
Have
see
Have you
that.
Seen Seinfeld?
No. Well, I mean, where not this episode that you referenced.
Okay, where he gets the Yankees to wear cotton uniforms. And they all shrink.
They go 0-10 with cotton. Here's the pitch to Zavala with two strikes. He pops it behind home and stays alive towards the seat. It's still 1-2.
Classic George Costanza move right there.
Yeah. Let's try to make up some other random stats that mean absolutely nothing. Put them in the game notes and use them on the broadcast. We'll do some brainstorming.
Okay. I like it.
One ball, two strikes. Kendall Williams back into his wine. He raises the leg. And it's low and outside, 2-2. One of the splits I do like looking at is they have, well, I laugh at it. It's not useful at all. They have games played on turf versus games on the grass. Hi, everybody, if you're watching on the stream. But there's no fields in the Texas League that are turf. So
yep.
It doesn't matter. The 2-2 is swinging and a miss, and Zavala's down on strikes. And that's the inning. Struck out the side in order. Kendall Williams has a fantastic inning. But the Rough Riders do maintain the lead. 2-1 is the score as we finish the fourth inning. Zach Bigley and all of his split stats return on the call after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with the multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Ismael Alcantara leads it off for the Tulsa Drillers. Top of the fifth inning. And the first pitch from Dane Acker is high and inside. One ball and no strikes. It's 2-1 Rough Riders. Happy to have you on this Thursday evening. The Rough Riders getting ready for the weekend. The pitch home. Low off the outside corner in the dirt. It's two balls and no strikes. Dane Acker working in his fifth inning. Pitching into the fifth, just like he did in his last start. Hoping to get through the fifth, though. The 2-0. High, and it's three balls and no strikes. 72 pitches now for the right-hander. He threw four and a third innings his last time out at Corpus Christi. And he actually exited that game with the bases loaded. 3-0. High for ball four. It's a four-pitch walk to start things to the nine-hole hitter. And Austin Gauthier stands in. Top of the card, he's walked twice. Two-one Rough Riders, and Capers will go visit with Acker. Rough Riders get a little action going out in their bullpen down the left field line. It's Grant Wolfram who begins to throw. Capers a long chat with Acker. 73 pitches now for the right-hander. Coming off the injury earlier this season means he's been on a bit of a limited pitch count this year, and he's only gone five innings once this season. That was against San Antonio here at home back on July 18th. Capers back behind home. Runner at first, Gauthier has seen only one strike today in the nine pitches he's seen in the two walks. Here's the stretch by the right-hander and the first pitch to Gauthier. Curveball, outside corner. Strike one. 0-1 to the shortstop. Out of Hofstra. He went undrafted in 2021 and signed as a free agent. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Breaking ball, inside corner strike. It's 0-2. If he hadn't have been drafted, he would have gone into law enforcement. But here he is playing Double-A baseball with the Drillers, and one of the really good stories here in Double-A. Here's the stretch and the 0-2 pitch on the way. It takes low and outside. It's one ball and two strikes. A guy who nobody really thought of as a big-time player coming into the season, and he's had a wonderful year. Hit over 340 at the high A level earlier this season and batting .288 entering into tonight's play. And over .850 OPS this season in Double-A. The 1-2 is fought off the hands, foul back out of play. And it's still one ball and two strikes. It always seems like the Dodgers find these kind of guys, whether it be on the mound or at the plate. You see Grant Wolfram there warming up at the bullpen if you're watching on MILB TV or Bally Live. 1-2 offering. Swinging a roller out to short. Rodriguez charges, picks, fires onto second for one. No throw onto first. It's a fielder's choice. Ball hit too softly to roll the double play. 6-4. Gauthier aboard at first base, and Yorbit Vivas stands in. And that's going to do it for Dane Acker. Well, here comes Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, out of the dugout. And he's going to go take the ball from his right-hander. Grant Wolfram out of the Rough Riders bullpen when we come back. Rough Riders leading 2-1. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
New pitcher for the Rough Riders, it's Grant Wolfram that takes over for Dane Acker. We're at the top of the fifth inning with one out and a runner at first. Yorbit Vivas is due up. Grant Wolfram has consistently been one of the better pitchers for the Rough Riders out of the bullpen this season. Yorbit Vivas stands in from the left side. He's 0-1 today with a double play grounded into and a hit by pitch. Wolfram ready from the stretch, lefty-lefty in the first pitch on the way. Inside, and he hit him. Almost the same exact spot. The first one caught the elbow guard. This one got him in the forearm. He's hit by pitch for the second time today. Gauthier will go down to second base, and here comes Apodaca to check on him, as well as the trainer, Jesse Guffey. And that one got a pretty good chunk of him. He's being checked out right now and just making sure that everything is good there. This is not a good situation for Wolfram to be in. Runners at first and second and one out with Yusniel Diaz due up. It looks like he's good to go and he'll stay in the game. So good for Vivas to stay in. He's been a really good player for him all season. Leads the team with 105 games played. This is his 106th this year. Yusniel Diaz stands in from the right side, and the first pitch on the way to the right fielder. Swing and a miss. Fastball top shelf, and it's 0-1. Diaz 1-for-2 today with a single back in the first inning. Wolfram this year, 6'6", 235 pounds, the 26-year-old. He stretches, looks back to second base, the pitch. Just missed outside with a slider, and it's 1-1. The Holland, Michigan native with the Rough Riders this year is 7-0 with a 1.93 ERA. In 23 outings, he has 50 strikeouts to 37 1/3 innings. The 1-1 pitch. Swinging a foul back behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes, making a really good case along with Antoine Kelly for reliever of the year in the Texas League this season. He's been a great stopper in these kind of situations for the Rough Riders. And time call, Diaz steps out. Wolfie has inherited 18 runners this year, and he's only allowed five to come into score. He inherited one here in this fifth inning. One out, runners at first and second, 2-1 Frisco. And a look back towards second base, Gauthier's back in. He takes his lead once again. Two runs on three hits and no errors for the Rough Riders. One run on three hits and one error for Tulsa. Wolfram looks back towards second, and the 1-2 pitch on the way to Diaz. Fouled straight back. One ball and two strikes still. Diaz, a guy who dealt with so many injuries in 2019, 2021, and 2022, only averaged just about 50 games a season. Here's the stretch in the 1-2. Swinging a chopper out to second base. Chavez has got an underhand shovel to second for one. On to first, a double play. It's 4-6-3, and just like that, Wolfram's out of it. Rough Riders keep their 2-1 lead intact to the bottom of the fifth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Texas League schedule is coming down the home stretch, and the NHL season is around the corner. The Rough Riders blend them both together on September 8th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night. There's a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and two blackout jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night on Friday, September 8th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Kendall Williams back out for the bottom of the fifth inning. It's the Rough Riders 2 and the Drillers 1. Happy you're with us on this Thursday night. K-Bear Rodriguez leads it off. Right-handed batter against the right-handed thrower. Rodriguez 0-for-1 today with a walk. Here's the windback by Williams in the initial pitch on the way. Fastball rammed into right center field. It hangs up for Diaz, though, and he makes the catch. Right at the right fielder. He speared it off to his right side. One away for Evan Carter, who tripled and scored the go-ahead run in the third. Evan Carter's fifth triple of the year. Last year, he was one of just four players in all minor league baseball who had double digits in doubles, triples, and homers. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Breaking ball over for a strike, and it's 0-1. 2-1 Rough Riders, bottom half of the fifth inning. It was great catching up with Carlos Cardoza before the game today. He was out of town. The pitch is just high, one ball and one strike. He was attending the birth of his first child, his daughter Sophia. 6 pounds, 10 ounces. Beautiful baby girl. Here's the windback and the 1-1. Outside. And it's two balls and one strike. Interesting to hear his perspective on Evan Carter. A guy who has had Evan for a long time now. He's seen most of his games in his minor league career. Here's the lineback in the 2-1. Carter swings and misses off the outside corner on a fastball, and it's two balls and two strikes. Calls time and steps out. Saying one of the things that he's seen improvement on is the power, and it hasn't necessarily been because Carter's gotten bigger and stronger. All he has is he's swinging at better pitches. And that's led to better power. The 2-2. Swinging a ground ball foul up the first baseline. Still two balls, two strikes. And you look at the triple that he hit back in the third. I mean, that ball nearly got out of the ballpark. That was off the wall in right center field. He continues to hit the ball with authority. And he continues to impress. And I mean, it's not going to be a foolproof kind of year. He's going to have some ups and downs. And he certainly has here in the month of August. But a down month for Evan Carter does not look like a down month for other players. Carter has been phenomenal at getting on base still this month, walking a lot. Here's the one back in the 2-2. He swings, hits a drive to center field. This one sending Alcantara back. He's at the warning track, reaches up, and he makes the catch. He was going back on it and reached out and almost behind him to make the grab in dead center field. He sent it 390 feet to dead center, but the ballpark held it. Alcantara makes a nice play. Two outs in the fifth inning. Here's Trevor Hover. 2-1 Rough Riders. Here's the windback by Williams, and he offers in the first pitch. Outside, one ball and no strikes. Just to give you an idea, Carter, in August, hitting .271, below his season average. But his on-base percentage this month is .478. He's getting on base just shy of half the time he comes up to the plate. The 1-0. High and outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. He has a .414 on-base percentage this year. That's good for 7th in all of AA and among all 12 players in AA that have had a .400 on-base percentage or better this season. He's the youngest at 20 years old. 2-0 pitch. Just outside, it's three balls and no strikes.
Well, we talked about specific stats. What did we say last inning? What does Trevor Hover bat in the fifth inning? .429. Well, here he is in the fifth inning.
Well, there you go.
Meaningless stats.
He's ahead 3-0. We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
Rough Riders are ahead 2-1. What happens when the Riders are ahead 2-1 in the fifth, Josh?
They always win.
The pitch is on the outside corner at the knees, a strike, and it's now 3-1 with a fastball.
Prove me wrong. What's one time that they've ever lost this year? Down 2-1 in the fifth inning.
You know, I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Exactly.
3-1. Down low and inside, ball 4. Oh, Hover aboard. Two outs in the fifth inning, and here's Liam Hicks. Hicksy doubled in the second. Was hit by a pitch in the third. His double was a fly ball that got over Yusniel Diaz's head in right field, but he misread it. Went back on it and then realized it was over his head behind him. Took a poor route to it and ended up landing in. Hover takes his lead from first. Rough Riders looking for a two-out rally in the fifth. And the pitch. It's down low and inside. One ball and no strikes. Or nope, that was a called strike. It's 0-1. Rough Riders have just 3 hits on the offensive side. The pitch. Swinging a foul. Back into Marte's glove, and it's 0-2. Frisco is stranded 5 base runners tonight. Stranded at least one in every inning except for the fourth when they went 1-2-3. Hicks open stance left side. He bends low and is crouch holding the bat, pointing skyward out towards the hill. Locks it over his left shoulder, pointing it down to the ground, and the pitch is high off the outside corner. It's one ball and two strikes in the curveball. Hicks, when he knocks that bat over his shoulder, doesn't point it towards the first base dugout. He points it almost directly down behind him. And then as the pitch comes home, he kicks his leg up and brings that bat up as well. The pitch in. He fouls it away left side. Still a ball and two strikes on the designated hitter. He tucks the bat underneath his left arm, adjusts his batting gloves. Stands back in with his left foot in the back corner of the left-handed batter's box. Slightly open stance. A shin guard on his right shin. That's his front leg. The 1-2. High off the outside corner with a splitty. Two balls and two strikes. Spits on his right hand, rubs his hands together. Touches the very tip of the bat to his left toe and stands in once again from the left side. His left hand on the top of his helmet as he pinwheels the bat once and twice out towards the hill. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball down the right field line, hooking foul. Into the Tulsa bullpen. And it's still two balls and two strikes. Just got out in front of it. Williams gets a new baseball. 2-2, two outs, runner at first. Riders leading 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the stretch from Williams. And the right-hander issues in the 2-2. Down low and inside, we're full. Three balls, two strikes on Hicks. Hover will be off on the pitch. Ball in the gap, might be able to score him. They shade Hicks to pull both on the infield and in the outfield. Hover takes his lead and he takes off the 3-2. Inside, ball four. Back-to-back, two-out walks. Two aboard for the Riders in this fifth inning, and Kellen Straw makes his way to the plate. With that being the 93rd pitch of the night for Williams, that might be the end of his day, and it is. Juan Apodaca is out of the dugout, and he points down to the bullpen. Knowles is on his way out for Tulsa. We'll step aside for a pitching change in this fifth inning. It's 2-1 Rough Riders with two aboard and two out. Be back to Frisco, Texas after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Antonio Knowles takes over on the mound for Tulsa with two outs in the fifth inning and two aboard for the Rough Riders. Knowles will face Kellen Strom in his fifth inning, and he takes over for Kendall Williams, who went 4 2/3 innings in his start, surrendering just two runs, both of them earned on three hits. Now, the free pass was the thing that killed him today and ended his night early. He struck out six but walked four. He came in two starts at the AA level, allowing just one run. And he allowed two in today's start. Runners at first and second base. Here's Kellen Strom with two down, and Knowles delivers. It's a breaking ball, check, swing, and a miss. 0-1 on Strom. Antonio Knowles, the right-hander, looking in for his sign, the 23-year-old, 6'1", 190 pounds, out of Key West, Florida. Looks back towards second, the 0-1. Slider fouled back, 0-2. A 13th round selection by the Dodgers in 2021 out of Florida Southwestern State Junior College. 2-2 with the Drillers this year in 24 appearances with a 5.72 ERA. 33 strikeouts in 28 and a third innings. He whips in the 0-2. Down in the dirt, kicks away from Marte to his left side, and both runners advance. Hover down to third, Hicks to second on the wild pitch. One ball, two strikes on Strom, and two in scoring position for him to try to add to this 2-1 Rough Riders lead. We talked earlier, and we continue to harp on runners in scoring position for the Rough Riders. Frisco just 1-for-6 tonight, and Strom has the lone hit with runners in scoring position tonight. It actually did not produce a run. It was just a base hit that advanced Hicks to third back in the second inning. The 1-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball back to the hill. Knowles has got it. Flips it onto first base, and it's in time to get Strom for the final out of the fifth inning. No runs for the Rough Riders. No hits, no errors, and two left on. Top of the sixth inning next. Frisco leading the Drillers 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
Grant Wolfram back out for his second inning of work in his first full frame coming out of the Riders bullpen. Got a double play to get out of a jam in the fifth inning. Frisco still trails, or I should say still leads, 2-1. Emmanuel Vargas leads it off for Tulsa. Left-handed batter against the left-handed arm of Wolfram, who delivers, and it's a fastball that slips high. One ball and no strikes. Vargas 0-for-2 today with a couple strikeouts. Rough Riders scoring their two runs with one tally in the second and one in the third. The 1-0. Swinging a fly ball, fisted into shallow left field. Carter racing in, and even his speed can't catch up to it. It falls in front of him, and it's a base hit for Emmanuel Vargas to begin the sixth inning. Just a little floater out of the shallow left. Cody Hosey stands in, who's responsible for the lone Tulsa run tonight. A solo homer off of Dane Acker, the Rough Riders starter, back in the second inning. With Grant Wolfram getting out of the jam in the fifth, the line is now finalized for Dane Acker. Here's the stretch for Wolfie and the first pitch to Hosey. There's a foul out of play right side. It's 0-1. Acker went 4 1/3 innings, allowing one run. It was earned on three hits. He struck out three and walked three. Here's the stretch by the left-hander in the 0-1. Swinging a line drive to left field. That one drops in front of Carter as well. Back-to-back singles for the Drillers to lead off the sixth inning. Very unlikely side against Grant Wolfram, who's done a wonderful job limiting base hits this year. Opponents against him just hitting 154. It's Wolfram this season in Frisco. He's given up back-to-back softly hit base hits. Carson Taylor stands in now. 0 for his last 20 at the plate. Here's the stretch from Wolfram, and first pitch on the way. Just misses inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Taylor 4 for his last 32 in his last 9 games, including tonight. 1-0 offering. Outside, it's 2 balls and no strikes. It was a fun moment earlier this year with Carson Taylor. His mom was in town on Mother's Day when they played at home in Tulsa. And she got to be on the field to say play ball before the game. Here's the stretch and the pitch. It's on the outside corner for a strike. It's 2-1. Always fun to incorporate the moms. Man, Mother's Day feels like a long time ago as we play here in August. Wolfram has his sign. He sets at the chest. Peers back towards second. Rodriguez, the shortstop, keeping him close in the 2-1. Just inside and missed by much of the slider. 3 balls and 1 strike on Carson Taylor in danger zone for Grant Wolfram. Luis Diaz is on deck. He homered yesterday. 3-1 pitch on the way. Fastball spears the inside edge of strike. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Taylor. Lazy River full here on this beautiful night. A perfect night for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Throwback to second, close, and it's in time. Emanuel Vargas picked off at second base, and there's the first out of the inning. Well, Rodriguez broke to second. Wolfram jumped up in the air, spun, threw back to second base, and he picked him off for the first down. That's a huge out. As runner at first and one out looks a lot different, and runners at first and second and nobody out. And the pitch is down low off the outside corner for ball four, and runners at first and second now, but without that pickoff, the bases would be loaded. Luis Diaz stands in now, who singled to center back in the fourth. 2-1 Rough Riders, top of the sixth inning. Right-handed batter against Wolfram. The left-hander. First pitch. Swinging a foul back into Capers' glove, and it's 0-1. Mentioned the Rough Riders' struggles with runners in scoring position tonight. The Drillers on the other side are 0-3. With runners in scoring position. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Blew a 96-mile-an-hour heater by his bat. It's 0-2. Diaz steps out and calls time. No relation to Yusniel Diaz. Also in this Tulsa lineup. Stands back in from the right side. Pinwheels the bat 3 times to the hill. Wolfram readies from the stretch in the 0-2. Swinging a liner foul right side out of the ballpark into the parking lot down the right side. It's still 0-2. Sun has set, darkness around us, lights illuminating Riders Field. Wolfram looks back towards second, steps off. Wants a redo of the signs from his catcher Capers. He looks in, now looks back at second in the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him upstairs with a high fastball. He strikes out Diaz, and there's two outs now in the sixth inning. Hamlin Marte, the batter. Marte, 0-2 today. Mentioned Grant Wolfram's done a wonderful job holding opponents to a low batting average this season. The pitch is drilled in the air to left center field. Strom on the run, lays out and makes the catch. Unreal. What a nab by Kellen Strom in left center. He saves the score. It's still 2-1 Rough Riders. Wow, what a grab. Full extension layout in left center. He hauls it in. And that's the final out of the top of the sixth. Incredible play by Kellen Strong. Bottom of the sixth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Hi, this is Trevor Harbour with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the sixth inning in Frisco. Chris Cease leads it off in the bottom of the order. Frisco clinging to a 2-1 advantage. And the first pitch from Knowles is fouled straight back, 0-1 on Cease. It's Cease, Freiner, Chavez, and Scott Capers here in the sixth inning. What an incredible catch by Kellen Strom to end the sixth inning. Robbing at least an RBI base hit. The pitch is low off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Honestly, Josh, if he doesn't make that catch and that gets by him, that's probably two runs. That's probably a complete flip turn of our score. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Swinging a little roller back to the hill. Knowles has got it. Underhand flip onto first base for the out. One away.
Could have been an inside the Parker if it got past him all the way
down
to the wall.
It was Hamlin Marte, so I don't know if it would be an inside the Parker.
That is
the catcher.
You know, don't doubt him. I don't know. Maybe turn on the afterburners. Maybe three backs. Give him a triple.
To be or not to be an inside the Parker.
Oh, okay. You do make a Shakespeare reference. I was wondering. There it is.
Just like every other broadcaster in the history of his career. First pitch to Chavez is a strike on the top of the zone, 0-1. All right, it's the bottom of the sixth inning. That means it's time for trivia.
Shakespeare trivia?
It is not Shakespeare trivia.
Okay, that's
it's
right.
Baseball trivia.
Good.
That's what we usually do. We'll stick to it. 0-1 pitch to Chavez. Down low and inside. It's 1-1. So on this day in baseball history in 1999, Jesse Orozco, 42-year-old reliever and journeyman, became the all-time leading man in appearances as a pitcher in baseball history with 1,072. The pitch is outside, and it's 2-1. He ended up finishing his career with 1,252. This was in 1999. He became the all-time leader. The pitch low, and it's 3-1. And he didn't retire until 2003, so he really kept on going. My question to you, Josh, and all the listeners. The 3-1 is at the bottom of the zone of strike 3-2. Who did he pass to become the all-time leader in most appearances by a pitcher?
Man, that's a good one.
The 3-2. Low off the outside corner, ball 4, and Franmer Chavez is aboard. In the sixth inning with one out, Riders leading 2-1.
I don't know. I'm guessing it's someone somewhat recent because with so many complete games earlier in the 1900s, you'd have fewer bullpen guys who pick up a lot of appearances. They come in a couple times a week. But then again, you've got long careers, and some guy like Walter Johnson's throwing a ton.
Stretching the pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1.
Plus, there was fewer time in between starts back in the day. Guys would, you know, start multiple times a week and still throw 9 innings. But all that to say, I don't really know.
So I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Cy Young is the all-time leader in most career starts.
Okay.
But it's not him. Here's the stretch in the pitch. A ground ball out to short. Gauthier's got it on to second for one. Throw to first. And it's in time for the double play. And the inning is over. We'll go to the seventh, and we will continue this. I want to hear you got some guesses. It's 2-1 Riders. Josh takes over on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
We are astounded. For a limited time, get high-performance, ultra-reliable internet plans starting at just $25 a month. And now we have mobile, too. Experience the number one rated internet with this special offer. Switch today. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $25 a month, all in for 1 year. Don't forget to ask about Astound Mobile. We are Astound.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders. And even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Through six innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the Tulsa Drillers with one run on 5 hits, 1 error, and the Frisco Rough Riders with 2 runs on 3 hits and no errors. There is Justin Slayton, former third-round pick, right-hander out of the University of New Mexico, making his 29th appearance of the season, an ERA this year of 3.63. And he'll face the bottom of the order for the Tulsa Drillers to begin the seventh inning. It's Ismael Alcantara, the right-hand batter, who steps in. Here's the first pitch of the seventh. And it runs inside from Slayton, ball one. All right, trivia that we began last inning, the guy who had the most career appearances, pitcher up until Jesse Orozco overtook him. Here's the 1-0 toss. Breaking ball foul to the backstop. It's 1-1. And I don't know, so I'm in hint time from Zach. All right, help me out a little bit.
So the first hint that we were starting to go to before the double play was you guessed Walter Johnson, which was a good guess on your part, but Cy Young is the all-time leader in starts in MLB history.
1-1 pitch is fouled off the hands to the netting. It's 1-2.
And he's not the answer, so my big hint to you is for the majority of his career, he was a reliever, and he was a closer.
I'm really bad with closers in particular, especially guys who weren't more recent. So it would have been like 80s at the most recent, or maybe 90s.
He is a Hall of Famer.
It's the 1-2 pitch. It's underneath the knees, 2-2 to Alcantara.
But Orozco is not.
Eckersley started too much towards the beginning of his career, so it wouldn't be a guy like him, unless it is. Here's the two, you're smiling at me. Here's the 2-2 pitch. It's in the dirt, 3-2.
I can smile.
Right, but that's not a yes, is it?
You haven't made a guess.
Well, I know it's wrong.
You're speculating.
Okay, is it Dennis Eckersley?
It is.
No way.
It's Dennis Eckersley.
No way.
Yep.
All right, that still doesn't count. I mean, I didn't guess, I was going to not guess it, so that shouldn't count. 3-2 pitch is low on a fastball and a walk for Alcantara. It's really Dennis Eckersley.
It's Dennis Eckersley.
Okay. That's a terrible way to get a trivia question right, to say, I don't know the answer, but here's what I know it isn't, and then it's that answer. I should get negative points for that. I should reduce my already low total of correct answers.
So Eckersley was a starter for the majority of his career, but he pitched 24 seasons.
Yeah, that's true. Here's Austin Gauthier, and the pitch to him is sprayed over the right side. A foul ball. Nobody out. Runner at first for the Drillers. Down 2-1 in the seventh inning.
For 12 seasons of his career, he was a starter, and for 12 seasons, he was a reliever. And he made about 60 to 69 appearances every single time as a reliever.
The 0-1 pitch with the runner going is called a ball. The throw down to second hits the runner. Did he hold on? He caught him. No way. Alcantara tagged out, and Chavez somehow held on to that ball. And the tag took his glove onto the body of Alcantara. And Scott Capers guns him down with help from a great snag by Franer Chavez. That's one way to get a caught stealing. Just throw it at the runner and just let Chavez grab the ball in front of Alcantara, who was needed a perfect throw to get him out. He was taking a big leadoff, too. The 1-1 pitch is at the bottom of the zone, strike two.
We saw Chavez kind of wincing in pain there. It looked like he jammed his wrist a little bit on the tag. Hopefully he's all right.
Yeah. What a throw down to second. A bang, bang play, and Chavez made an excellent move to grab it. Pitch to Gauthier is grounded toward short. Rodriguez gloves on the second bounce, swings it to first, and beats out Gauthier. It's a 6-3 ground out and 2 outs in the inning. The Rough Riders have done well to wipe off base runners today for Tulsa. They've turned 2 double plays. Got a pickoff last inning, got a caught stealing this inning. And that's how Frisco has been able to mitigate damage, even though they've allowed 5 hits and 5 walks. But just one of those base runners have scored, and 2 hit batters as well. So 12 base runners, but just one has scored. 2 outs, base is empty. Here's the pitch. A ground ball first base side. It stays fair, fielded by Hover, and he throws to first. Slayton steps on the bag and beats out Yorbit Vivas by 31 steps. Who had never run out of the box, and that's how the inning ends. So basically 3 up, 3 down for Justin Slayton. A walk, a caught stealing, and he faces the minimum. To the bottom of the seventh inning, it's 2-1 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We head back to the top of the order as as the Rough Riders hit here in the bottom of the seventh inning against new pitcher Tanner Dodson, with Frisco holding on to a 2-1 lead into the bottom of the seventh. Right-hander Dodson on the mound. First pitch breaking ball high and outside. Second round pick back in 2018. This is a Pac-12 matchup, or formerly known as the Pac-12, as it will be. The 1-0 to Zavala, it's high, 2-0. Tanner Dodson pitched at Cal. Former Golden Bear, who's from Carmichael, California. And Aaron Zavala was the Pac-12 Player of the Year a couple years ago, playing for the University of Oregon. A 2-0 pitch. A fastball low and outside. It's 3-0. Dodson at 26 years old. And Zavala, who is currently 23. Left-hand hitter sees the 3-0 pitch right over the zone. And it's 3-1 on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball from Tanner Dodson. A 3.99 ERA over 37 appearances. Pitch is grounded right back behind Dodson, but playing up the middle, Galvier, the shortstop, gloves it, throws him out at first, and puts away Zavala on a ground ball up the middle, but it could not find a valve. And there's the first out of the inning. It's a good start for Tanner Dodson. 5-6 record so far this year for the Drillers. 47 innings and 37 strikeouts. He's a contact pitcher. And gets a ground ball there. K-Bear Rodriguez the hitter. 2-1 Frisco, seventh inning. First pitch breaking ball underneath the zone, a little bit inside. And it's 1-0 to Rodriguez. A walk and a 0-for-2 line today for the shortstop Rodriguez. Right-hand hitter against the righty Dodson. 1-0 pitch, a fastball grounded right back to Galvier. He straddles the ball, gloves, and throws to first in time. Beats out Rodriguez, and that's back-to-back grounders to the shortstop. Both of them fairly easy plays. This one more in the hole. The last one took him up the middle, but both times that was where he was already situated. And so Evan Carter is the batter with the bases empty. Two outs in the bottom of the seventh. And Frisco ahead 2-1. Carter climbs in from the left side. Infield over to the right. A slider down and in. It's ball one to Carter. Still just 20 years old. Only 3 years ago, he was in high school, finishing out his senior year. Didn't even play baseball in high school that season. COVID canceled out the year. Played three games. A 1-0 pitch at the knees. It's 1-1. Three games played in Tennessee, and before he was drafted. Didn't stymie his academic exploits. He was valedictorian. A 1-1 pitch, a foul tip into the glove. And now it's 1-2 to Carter. Drafted 50th overall in 2020. Had been a professional baseball player ever since. And today had the go-ahead run. He tripled back in the third inning and scored on a wild pitch the very next delivery. He'd barely been able to catch his breath. He had tripled on the first pitch and scored on the next one. 1-2, a swing and a miss from Carter, and he's down on strikes. Good inning from Tanner Dodson. Two ground outs, and he strikes out Evan Carter, and he cruises through the seventh, three up, three down. 2-1 Frisco out in front. On to the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the dugout deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Justin Slayton back to work for the Rough Riders. Frisco, some good pitching today. They have not scored more than two runs in any game this series. This is the third game of the week. They have two runs today. And so far today, that's been enough. We score heading into the eighth inning. It's 2-1. Yusniel Diaz and the Drillers try to come back and tie this game, if not better. Slayton, who pitched a scoreless seventh inning without a hit, now faces Diaz for the first time. He deals in. And it's low and outside for ball one on the cutter. It's 1-0 to Diaz, who has reached base in 36 times this month in 15 games. A 1-0 toss, a big swing and a miss, and a fastball at 97. Slayton rides the gun high and evens the count to 1-1. He's the only player in the Texas League, Diaz, who's gotten on base over half the time this month. A 1-1 offering. It's at the knees. Fastball at 98. Gets strike two. That's the best on-base percentage in the Texas League this month. And having walked 15 times, a single today, but a double play his last at-bat. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball. He hits towards second. Franier Chavez down to snag it. And on the grounder, he throws over to first and puts away Yusniel Diaz, a leadoff grounder. And Justin Slayton has one out. Emanuel Vargas is next for the Drillers. 2-1. Frisco has the advantage here on a Thursday evening. And Vargas to hit from the left side. 1-for-3 today for the Tulsa Drillers. A single in his most recent at-bat, but he was picked off. Slayton working from the stretch, and he kicks. Runs inside, and it's ball one from Justin. Rough Riders taking the lead back in the third inning. Just been the deciding inning each game. 1-0 pitch is in for a strike on a breaking ball. It's 1-1. And the third inning Tuesday, Tulsa took the lead for good. In the third inning yesterday, Frisco tied it, but then Tulsa took it back shortly thereafter. The 1-1 offering is low, 2-1. And in the third inning today, Frisco took the lead. So there's always been a decisive moment in the third inning each game this series. Game four tomorrow at 7:05. Here's the 2-1. A whack to right field. Fly ball that takes Zavala in a few steps. He's there to make the grab. On a line drive to Aaron Zavala. It's out number two. Bases are empty. Cody Hosey steps to the plate with a home run today. And he's 2-for-3. His first two hits of the series. And his ninth home run of the year earlier today. A blast to left field. And that has been the only run that Tulsa has scored this evening. Again, with the bases empty, Hosey climbs in. Right-hand hitter with two outs. Slayton deals in and finds the zone for strike one. Outfield playing very deep to Cody Hosey, former first-round pick. The Tulane product waves around the bat a couple times, puts it over his right shoulder. And the 0-1. Fastball right in there again, middle on the heater. 98 on the gun from Justin Slayton, and he's ahead 0-2. One strike away from going three up, three down through the Drillers' order in the eighth inning. Here in game three of this series. Here's his delivery. Fastball that bounces at the front of the chalk in front of home plate, and ball one. The Rough Riders trying to snap this losing streak. They had not even lost back-to-back games in basically a month. It had been July 16th the last time the Rough Riders have lost two in a row, but now they've lost four in a row. Here's the 1-2. A swing and a miss. Justin Slayton sets him down. Fastball elevated, and he puts away Hosey. Three up, three down for Slayton, and the Rough Riders in good position to snap this four-game slide. We head to the ninth inning. It's the Rough Riders 2 and the Drillers 1. At the bottom of the eighth inning, I should say. 2-1 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-4444. 8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the eighth inning here for the Frisco Rough Riders, leading this ball game by a score of 2-1. Trevor Hover, Liam Hicks, Kellen Strom will get at bats this frame against Jake Pilarski, new right-hander out of the bullpen for the Drillers. 25-year-old out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, comes set, and his first pitch. A fastball low and outside at 99 miles an hour for a guy who is playing indie ball. Last year, signed with the Dodgers, and now the Double-A level, just 17 innings so far with the Drillers, is 1-0. Runs outside, and now 2-0 on a changeup. A 4.76 ERA for Pilarski. He was playing in the Frontier League last year. Signed out of the Citadel, was his final school at the NCAA tenure. His 2-0 pitch, a ground ball right side, backhanded by the first baseman Vargas. He goes back to Pilarski. He steps on the bag and puts away Hover. 3-1 on the putout. And Hover is retired on a well-hit ground ball, but nice play by Vargas to stab at it and start the out.
Do you know where the Citadel is located?
No, it's East Coast, Eastern Seaboard somewhere.
Yeah.
North Carolina?
Close.
First pitch to Liam Hicks. And it hits the inside corner, 0-1. 2-1 Frisco, bottom of the eighth. So South Carolina.
So South Carolina.
The product of the Citadel, Pilarski deals home. And a fastball is under the zone, but a check swing. He did not hold back and called a strike by our third base umpire, Chris Presley Murphy.
It's Charleston, South Carolina. Okay.
What's the mascot of the Citadel?
Oh, wait. I think I do.
I won't tell you.
I've called a Citadel broadcast before, so I should know this. It's something military-based.
No.
Dang. What is it?
The Bulldogs.
It's the Bulldogs. Yeah. Shoot.
0-2 to Liam Hicks. And the former Bulldog, Pilarski, throws a fastball outside 1-2. All right, I'll give you one better. He only played at the Citadel for 1 year. Where is his other school located? Virginia Wesleyan.
Virginia?
No. No, I'm just kidding. Yes. What city, though? A 1-2 to Hicksy. And he rams it down the right field line, hooking foul, and it does land a foul ball down the right side.
Salem, Virginia?
Nope.
Where is it?
Norfolk.
Norfolk, Virginia.
Yeah.
Different minor league town.
Yeah, you got the right idea. Spent 4 years there with Virginia Wesleyan, and then went to Citadel in 2021. Pilarski now the Double-A level. He deals the 1-2 in the dirt. And two balls, two strikes to Liam Hicks. Hicks, he has gotten aboard every time today, doing his best Evan Carter impression. Who did that yesterday, reached all five times in last night's game, did Carter. Hicks has only had three plate appearances so far, so if he gets aboard here, he'll still be one shy of Carter, but still pretty good. He has walked, been hit by a pitch, and doubled today. Two balls, two strikes to the left-hand hitting DH. Here's the pitch. He slices a ball towards left field. Diaz has to run in. He can't get there. It's a base hit for Liam Hicks, and he has reached four times today in four plate appearances. takes a two-strike offering and swats it over the left side. Goes the opposite direction for a base knock. And it brings up Kellen Strom with one away. The Rangers trailing the Angels today in the sixth inning, 1-0 in Arlington. A couple low-scoring games in the DFW area. 2-1 Frisco here in Collin County. A pinch runner now, Jax Biggers, has entered for Liam Hicks. So he's at first base. He'll take over the DH role for the Rough Riders. Good move by Carlos Cardoza. Might as well do it. No more plate appearances probably. And even if it does, Biggers, good hitter. First pitch is outside to Strom. Biggers had a home run earlier this series. In fact, started out what seemed like a prodigious offensive day for the Rough Riders. It was the very first swing of the series for Frisco. Biggers homered. And the Rough Riders have scored just two runs or less every game, including that one. Pitches a strike to Strom. And now it's 0-2. The Rough Riders not hitting well with runners in scoring position. Just 3-for-21 entering today. Should say 1-1 is the count. Strom at the plate. And Pilarski's pitch into Kellen is sliced over the right side. And we'll get into the seats towards the Tulsa bullpen where nobody is throwing right now. Bottom half of the eighth inning. The Rough Riders ahead by a score of 2-1. Outfield shifted over to the right side a tad. Wind blowing out to left to the right hand hitting Kellen Strom. One out. Here's the pitch. It's a fastball low, 2-1. Strom with a single today. He's 1-for-3. The Rough Riders have had plenty of extra base hits this series, just have not been able to bring those guys around. They had 6 extra base hits of their 13 coming into today, almost half. 2-1 pitch is outside, and now 3-1 to Kellen Strom. The Rough Riders have just 4 hits today, but 2 of them for extra bases. So, and now that total, 8 hits out of 17 on the series for extra bases, and yet they have not scored more than 2 runs any game, 6 runs over 3 games. A throw back over to first, and Biggers dives in safely. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Kellen Strom. The Rough Riders have drawn 5 walks today. Have drawn the most this series of any Texas League team. The 2-2 pitch, Biggers starts to run. A line drive into left field. It finds some grass and dunks in for a base hit. Diaz up with it to hold Biggers at second base. It's a 1-out single for Kellen Strom. Back-to-back knocks for Hicks and Strom. And now Chris Cease to the plate with 2 aboard. A pinch runner, Biggers up to second. And Kellen Strom at first base for Chris Cease. 1 out in the bottom of the 8th inning. A 2-1 lead for the Rough Riders. Cease trying to get aboard for the first time today. He's been up and down, had a really good stretch at the end of July. Had 7 hits just in the last 2 games of July, including a home run and 3 doubles just in the final 2 games. Here's the first pitch to Cease. He swings out, misses the breaking ball that was low and away. 0-1 to Cease. Now, he has not had any multiple hit games in August yet. So he finished out July in a good note, but trying to turn things around in August. He's 0-for-3 today, getting .220 on the season. Right hand hitting third baseman. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Same result, same pitch. The slider that was towards the lower outside edge. And now 0-2 to Cease. 1 out. Franier Chavez is on deck. Jake Pilarski grabs the rosin bag of the right-hander after giving up back-to-back singles to left field. Tries to put away Cease. 0-2, 1 out. Peering in to Hamlet Marte. They're on the same page. Comes Santa deals. Pitch is low and outside. Tulsa does have a man in the bullpen. Carlo Reyes is warming up for the Drillers. Antoine Kelly is in Frisco's bullpen. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Chris Cease. Here's Pilarski. Swing and a miss. Got the breaking ball underneath the barrel of Cease. Strike three. 2 outs in the inning. And Franmer Chavez, the hitter. Well, he doesn't get on, and the inning comes to a close. Antoine Kelly will have a chance for his ninth save of the season. His ninth opportunity. The reigning July Pitcher of the Month in the Rangers organization. But the Rough Riders would like to spot him a slightly larger advantage. Man at second is Jax Biggers. Kellen Strom follows him. Two down. Here's the first pitch, and time is called. And a pitch clock violation prior to the offering. Pilarski was dealing with a dancing Jax Biggers around his second. And Biggers earns a ball for Franmer Chavez, causing Pilarski some trouble. Pilarski's come set, and he deals. A changeup outside. It's 2-0. So if he can't get this inning through, you saw Carlo Reyes out in the pen, and he's at the ready. Outfield playing in medium depth to the switch hitter, Franmer Chavez. He's got an RBI grounder and a walk today. The 2-0 delivery. Fastball swung behind it at 97. Pilarski's been 97 to 99 in this inning. His first frame of work for the Drillers. Took over for Tanner Dodson, who pitched a scoreless seventh inning without a hit. Here's the 2-1 offering. Chavez slices it to right center field. That's down for a base hit. Biggers turns around third. He scores without a throw. Two out, base hit. RBI for Franmer Chavez. The Rough Riders double the lead. It's 3-1. Nice piece of hitting for Franmer Chavez to fight off a off-speed down and in. And he's able to golf it into right center field. Franmer Chavez with the RBI. Scores Biggers from second base. Kellen Strom up to second. And it looks like that's going to be all for Jake Pilarski. Unable to finish out the inning, and Carlo Reyes will get the call from Juan Apodaca and the Drillers. So two outs for the Rough Riders. They score a run. And for the first time this series have gone beyond two runs in any game today. They lead it 3-1 and try to keep on adding to it in the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Three singles in the eighth inning, concluding with an RBI base knock by Franmer Chavez, results in a run and takes out Jake Pilarski from the game. The pitching change partway through his first and only inning of work this series. Carlo Reyes gets the call. He'll face Scott Capers as we continue in the bottom of the eighth inning. Frisco 3 and the Tulsa Drillers 1. A 9.82 ERA for Carlo Reyes, who has been very up and down since returning from the rookie ball level. Started out this season with Tulsa and given up just 3 earned runs over his first 6 appearances. Went to rookie ball, came back, and has been very much boom or bust. First pitch to Scott Capers, and it's off the outside corner, 95. ball one. Two outs and two on for the Rough Riders. Reyes has alternated scoreless appearances with allowing, well, in one case, three earned runs, and in another case, six earned over two-thirds of an inning. A 1-0 toss is outside. And now two balls, no strikes to Scott Capers. Kellen Strom at second, Franier Chavez at first. Singles by Liam Hicks. Kellen Strom and Chavez have put an insurance run on the board. 2-0 breaking ball hits the inside edge. And now it's 2-1 to the catcher, Capers. Antoine Kelly still loosening in the Frisco bullpen. Still a save opportunity for him. It would be even if they score Strom from second base. Two outs. Here's the 2-1. It sliced over the right side and a foul ball. Two balls, two strikes to Kellen Strom. Texas Rangers begin a new series against the Milwaukee Brewers tomorrow. Off today, still first place in the AL West. The Rough Riders three games back of first place in their own division. Amarillo leads the way. Carlo Reyes working from the stretch, and his 2-2 pitch is hit over the right side, a foul ball. And the runners return to first and second. In Amarillo's game, they are trailing at home to Arkansas. In the bottom of the eighth inning, 6-4 is the score at Hodgetown. Also keeping an eye on Corpus Christi. They're neck and neck with Frisco. They lost 4-0 to Northwest Arkansas today. 2-2 pitch is popped up in the back of the infield towards shallow center. Alcantara runs in, and it's the second baseman Vivas who makes the play. Then he ends the inning, catching it, and gets a pat on the back from Alcantara, who is sprinting in from center field, but Vivas makes the catch. Well, it's Antoine Kelly's turn. A two-run lead for Kelly and the Rough Riders, 3-1 into the ninth inning. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Antoine Kelly takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders as we go to the top of the ninth inning. It's Frisco 3 and Tulsa 1. Rough Riders looking to snap their four-game skid with their best arm on the hill. Antoine Kelly, the reigning Texas Rangers reliever of the month. In the month of July, he has been fantastic this season, and he has been the go-to guy in these kind of situations to close out ball games for the Rough Riders. He's had eight save opportunities. He's converted on all of them in 42 and two-thirds innings, 55 strikeouts for the left-hander. First pitch to Carson Taylor, the left-hander at the plate. A check swing. He went around an inside fastball at 99 miles an hour, and it's 0-1. Antoine Kelly says hello. Taylor 0-for-2 today with a walk back in the sixth inning. 3-1 lead for the Rough Riders. Three runs on six hits and no errors. Tulsa with one run on five hits and one error. Kelly ready from the stretch, and he brings in the 0-1.
off the outside corner and misses, and it's two balls and one strike. Make it one ball and one strike. Kelly, a 2-1-1 ERA this year, making his 38th appearance out of the Rough Riders bullpen. He stretches in the 1-1. High and inside, nearly hit him with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's two balls and one strike. Rough Riders and Drillers will meet tomorrow as well for Game 4 of this series. Seth Nordlund will get the ball for Frisco. 1-4 with a 5.44 ERA. River Ryan starts for Tulsa. Stretch in the 2-1. Strike in the outside corner. Speared it with 98. It's 2-2. Ryan 1-5 with a 3.08 earned run average. Rough Riders will play as the Corny Dogs tomorrow. Looking forward to that. 2-2 pitch on the way to Taylor. Swinging a foul out of play left side. It's still two balls and two strikes. It's State Fair night tomorrow. Josh is going to try his first Fletcher's Corny Dog. Excited for that?
I am. I'm stoked. I hear good things.
They're great. They have a good turkey one that I like. The 2-2. Just outside. Man, perfect pitch. Didn't get the call. Three balls, two strikes. 98 miles an hour on the outside black, and kind of gives a side eye a little bit back towards the plate. Kelly ready from the stretch. 3-2 on Carson Taylor. He offers home. Fouled away back behind home plate, and it's still three balls, two strikes. You remember the last time you had a corn dog?
It's been a few months, maybe a year. So, yeah, not a ton. You?
Okay. It was last year at State Fair night.
Okay.
3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs for strike three. Fastball at 98 miles an hour, one away. First batter faced, first strikeout for Antoine Kelly.
I really like that at bat. I mean, we talked earlier this week about how proud he is. He's limited the walks. He got to three balls there, and the third ball probably should have been strike three on a 2-2 pitch. Got to ball three, had to take a foul ball, then struck him out. Good work.
There's Luis Diaz now in the pitch home. There's a line drive to right field. Right at Aaron Zavala going back. Reaches up over his head off of his glove into the wall. Diaz around first, pulls in at second. He's got himself a double. The ball Aaron Zavala will probably tell you he should have caught. Just went off the tip of his glove. Initially came in on that line drive. Here's Hamlet Marte now. 3-1 Rough Riders, top of the ninth inning. One out, runner at second. Marte representing the tying run, and Kelly's first pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him. It's 0-1. You mentioned the number of walks that have gone down for Antoine Kelly, Josh. Kelly has just walked 20 this year in 42 and two-thirds innings, and you hear that number and you think, wow, that's a lot. But that number has taken a huge downturn. Pitch is just low, and it's one ball and one strike. In the month of July, when he won reliever of the month in the organization, he walked just two batters in 10 outings. Same thing in June, two batters in 8 outings. Here's the stretch. And the 1-1. Swinging a fly ball, hit well into left center field, sending Strom back, converging with Carter in the alley. Strom at the warning track makes the catch. Diaz tags from second, moves to third, and Hamlet Marte flies out to the wall in left center field, just missing a game-tying two-run homer. It just got in on his hands, couldn't quite get the barrel to it, and he just missed it. Fly out to center field, and there are two outs for Ismael Alcantara, who's 0-for-1 today with two walks. Scott Capers out to chat with Kelly, make sure they're on the same page. Two outs, runner at third. Kelly has not walked a batter in five outings in August. He's ready from the stretch. He fires high, and it's one ball and no strikes. He also has not allowed an earned run since he allowed four runs in one outing in Corpus, and that was back on June 9th. He's gone 2 months without allowing an earned run. The 1-0. A line drive into shallow right field. Zavala chasing in, and he drops in a base hit. And chalk that up to the broadcaster's jinx, I guess. There's the first earned run he's allowed on an RBI single by Ismael Alcantara. RBI single into right field. One-run game in the ninth inning. It's 3-2. Rough Riders lead it. And Austin Gauthier stands in, but John Goble comes out and he'll go chat. The pitching coach will chat with Antoine Kelly. 2 outs, nobody warming in the Riders' bullpen. Kelly and Goble have a wonderful relationship, but I'm sure Kelly isn't happy to see Goble come out and talk to him in this situation.
I still think it's so funny that John Goble recruited Antoine Kelly at one junior college, didn't get him. Kelly went to a different JUCO, and now he's coaching him at the AA level. It's just such a funny turn of events. Baseball is a small world, small enough. And here they are trying to compete and close out a game in the Texas League on a Thursday in August.
Living the dream. There's Gauthier, the stretch and the pitch. Fastball pierces the outside edge of the knees, a strike, and it's 0-1. Gauthier 0-2 with two walks today from the leadoff spot in the order. 3-2 Rough Riders, top of the ninth inning. Kelly's 0-1 pitch. Fastball fouled back in a caper's glove. It's 0-2. One strike away from a Thursday night win. Their first win since Friday. Kelly readies. He kicks in the 0-2. Swing, and a man struck him out. Ball game over. Riders win it 3-2 in a very good ball game between Frisco and Tulsa. The Rough Riders scored a key insurance run in the bottom of the eighth, and even though Kelly allowed a run in the ninth, he picks up his ninth save of the season, and Frisco snaps their four-game skid. Final score, 3-2. Riders win it over the Drillers. Josh Warden has your postgame coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Okay, great pitching from the Frisco Rough Riders to collect a 3-2 win over the Tulsa Drillers and snap the losing streak. Four games in a row, but that streak is no longer. And Frisco wins this one
3-2. Grant Wolfram gets the win for the Rough Riders and continues his hot streak. He's 8-0 now on the year. Antoine Kelly has still not blown a save this season. He gets his ninth of the year, and he would have blown a save if not for the insurance run, as Frisco scored on three singles in the eighth inning, made the lead 3-1. Kelly used it, allowing one run, and even that one earned run almost was an error on the right fielder Zavala. Had a ball clip off the top of his glove in right field. Could have gone either way. It was ruled a double, and that runner came around to score. So Kelly has technically given up his first earned run in the last 2 months, but even that did not allow Tulsa to come back to tie 3-2. The final score is Kelly struck out the next guy after the RBI single. So the Rough Riders win it, pulling ahead on Evan Carter's triple. He led off the third inning tripling, scored on the very next pitch on a wild pitch, and that lead held through the end of the game, with the Rough Riders getting out hit, but triples only add one to the hit total, but they are plenty productive, and Evan Carter scored the go-ahead run back in the third. Well, it's a big one for Frisco to make some progress in the Southern Division standings. Amarillo had won their first two games of the series. Frisco had lost their first two, so they went from one game back of Amarillo to three games back. Now, Amarillo has come back to tie. They were trailing Arkansas in the eighth inning, came back to score a couple to tie it up 6-6 against the Travelers in Amarillo. So we'll keep an eye on that one. Frisco will be either two or three games behind Amarillo for first place. We'll do it again tomorrow at 7:05 on a Friday night. Seth Nordland gets the ball for the Rough Riders. The right-hander is countered by River Ryan on State Fair night. Hope to see you out at the ballpark. Post-game fireworks as well. And NASCAR night at Saturday as well, as we finish up the homestand here against Tulsa. So the Rough Riders looking to continue a streak, build the streak after winning today 3-2. The final score to get to 23-19 in the second half. Well, for Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden signing off from Riders Field. Talk to you tomorrow here in Frisco, right here on the Riders Baseball Network. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!